Marine Corporal Gregory Fleury was remembered today at a funeral service in Anchorage. The 23-year-old died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan last month. He was born in Sitka, but grew up in Anchorage and joined the Marines after graduating from Service High School. His grandfather, Albert, says Gregory was focused and dedicated to serving his country, but also a fun-loving grandson who enjoyed the outdoors. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
When Gregory Fleury called his grandfather Albert from Afghanistan, he didn't like to talk about the war. Instead, he wanted to hear about the family's cabin on Clutina Lake outside of Copper Center and make plans for his next trip there. Albert says Gregory had a hand in building the two-story cabin when he was just 13 years old.
He was a lot of help. We named him Spike because his job was to stand on the bottom floor and hand up the big spikes to us while we nailed the walls, and it stuck.
In the winter, grandfather and grandson would take snow machines into the cabin and spend time ice fishing on the lake. Albert says Gregory was an accomplished young man in many ways, but he was a frustrated angler.
He believed there was no fish in that lake or the river because he never caught any. I always caught all the fish. He'd say, "What's up with that? I don't think there's really fish in here." But he'd see me catch them and we'd eat them. I'd say, "You see, there's proof." He just didn't have that luck, I guess.
Corporal Fleury enlisted in the Marines in 2005. He spent two tours in Iraq and then was shipped to Afghanistan, where he worked as a gunner and a mechanic aboard combat helicopters. On October 26, the helicopter he was on collided with another military helicopter in the Dark in Helmand province. Three other soldiers were killed and two were wounded in the incident. Albert Fleury says Gregory's death is especially hard to take because he was getting ready to come home for good.
The sad part of this whole thing is Gregory called me about the last week in September, and he says, "Grandpa, I'll be coming home. I'll be deployed stateside the end of October. I'll be back in San Diego." And I said, "Well, that is great. Do you have to go back over?" He said, "No, this is a final deployment." Well, he made it back stateside, but not the way we wanted.
Albert says Gregory had a mischievous side and liked to joke around, but when it came to the Marines, he was all business. He was so focused on his life in the military, he didn't have a girlfriend or even a driver's license. He figured he would get to that later in life.
The things that would be important to a lot of young people fresh out of high school weren't important to him in that respect.
One thing that was especially important to Gregory was his home state of Alaska and his Alaska Native heritage. And he asked his mom to send him an Alaskan flag that he carried with him everywhere he went.
Every mission he took the Alaskan flag with him. He was proud to be not only an Alaskan, but an American. But Alaska was especially endeared to his heart.
That flag was found in the wreckage of the helicopter crash. Albert had hoped to bury it with Gregory, but it didn't make it to Alaska in time. Albert says the deep sorrow he feels over the loss of his grandson has been difficult to endure, but he's looking forward to the day when the sharpness of the grief will ease and the happy memories of Gregory come more freely. But even now, he can laugh, remembering the little things that made his grandson so special, like his devotion to the family dog, a beagle mix named Susie.
And he was close to that little dog. But when we worked at the cabin, Susie'd be up there with us, and I'd have him assigned a job, cut this brush, take it down to the beach so we can burn it. Well, he'd get an armload of brush, and he'd get to Susie by the collar and make her walk with him down to the lake. I tease him. I said, "You afraid of bears? The bears ain't going to come over here and get you." He said, "You never know. Susie will protect me." We used to get a kick out of that.
When he enlisted, Gregory expected he would spend his life in the military. But after seeing the devastation of war firsthand, he had decided to opt out of the Marines and was planning to use the GI Bill to get a college degree. Albert says it's tragic to have that promising future taken away. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.